K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you once again on another overcast day here in Kansas City, Missouri on this Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast, folks. K-State sports, all things K-State Athletics, Pro Project Podcast, whether that is football this weekend, huge game, hosting Texas Tech, getting that in just a second, more than that just a second, women's soccer, women's volleyball, women's golf just ended, men's and women's basketball just beginning, cross country, going to the Big 12 Championships this week, track and field, rowing, trying to cover, I think we covered it, volleyball, yeah, we already said that, yeah, we covered it all here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports here. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If you have not already, please make sure you hit that subscribe button, like it, the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Y'all will be first to be notified about that as well. Podbean app yet again. So I will eventually post the episode that I recorded, or I'm just going to have to just wait until I record another episode. I'm tacking on another episode. But anyways, we have recent content on the Podbean app. Greer 3. Eddie's podcast is GRIER number 3 EDID Busters podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan, whether new to the area, freshman, senior, alumni, a big longtime K-State fan, or even a Big 12 fan, or even a commissioner, Brett Wormack, about his podcast. Hey we got it. Usually I blank on the commissioner's name on the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Okay, we're just gonna look again, take a brief look at the standings here of the Big 12, and I might actually go over the games this week actually as well. Still, it is the same thing. K-State at 500, your football team right now on a heater right now, and they look to take down Texas Tech this weekend. BYU, Raleigh. When I recorded this weekend, they were trailing over Iowa State by a couple of scores. And all of a sudden, BYU laid it on Iowa State. So BYU and Cincinnati are still undefeated, at least for conference play. BYU is still undefeated all across the board at 8-0 currently. Cincinnati, they just keep trading wins. 7-1 to this point, and 5-0. So these two teams meet. Let me click on their schedule real quick. Yes, they do. Yep. So if this keeps on going, because at least the regular season title is a concern, could be decided, definitely will be decided on the 22nd of next month. This game is at Cincinnati. It looks like it's going to be a huge game coming up for those two teams there. But K-State is mathematically, we keep on saying this every week, still alive, and I'm not going to continue to get my hopes up yet again. I mean, again, K-State seems to turn the corner a little bit now after demolishing KU last week in Lawrence there. Speaking of Texas Tech, they are third right now, so they're going to be, well, technically they're second if you want to look at it, but, well, third on the list now, but 7-1 Texas Tech. Overall, 4-1 in the conference, joined by Houston. Houston and Cincinnati. Look, Cincinnati used to be pretty good at football, but looks like they're back. Looks like they're back there. So after literally struggling since coming over to the Big 12 the first handful of years, now you're saying, all right, Cincinnati, we're back. They're ranked, by the way. I think I just checked that. I think they're 17th, if I'm not mistaken there. I did not look closely at beside their name. But, yeah, Houston, that has been another surprise this year as well. They're 7-1 along with Texas Tech there. Utah 3-2, and again Utah and K-State play next month. Oh, that's going to be experienced here, but let's not look ahead to that just yet there, because those two teams will be playing. We don't have Houston this year. We do have Texas Tech. So yeah, Tech, Utah, still waiting in the wings there. And behind you, the defending champion, Arizona. So Utah, K-State, Arizona State. You already beat TCU, 3-2. And Iowa, the biggest thing in here is Iowa State now is under 500 in the conference play, sitting there at 2-3. And then Baylor, KU, all those teams I just said, Cyclones, Bears, and Jayhawks, 2-3, Arizona, UCF, 1-3, Colorado's 1-4, and your winless teams in this conference. Everybody, yes, let's keep, again, let's, I'm going to keep, put the, keep that, keep us out there. Everybody has to at least win a game. That includes Oklahoma State. But West Virginia and Oklahoma State, woo, 0-5. And K-State has to play Oklahoma State. Already said that. Colorado, Oklahoma State, that's banking wins. And if Kansas State, at home, 2:30 on Fox, can upset Texas Tech on Saturday, not only that you'll be 500 for the first time overall this year, you stay in the mix there as well. So that's kind of the big story coming out of here is, coming out of this week anyways, as you have that. These games are huge. I'm seeing if I can pull the scores up here real quick. Let me see. I'm just going to fast forward a little bit to the first. Let me see. Yeah. All right. So there we go. There. Now I want to get to the Big 12 scoreboard here there as well. This is the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Your K-State Wildcats football team. 500 for the first time in late October. And when they take the field, it'll be the 1st of November. This is Eddie Greer, host of this Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. The scoreboard this week. Games. We already know. We play 13-3 Texas Tech. That's already been discussed. That's already been recorded. Let me see. Yeah, the early games. West Virginia at Houston. Houston, 22nd right now. The other 11 o'clock game features UCF and Baylor. And then the other game at noon, you have Arizona State on the road taking on Iowa State, a pair of 5-3 teams. K-State game. And then 3 o'clock, Oklahoma State, Kansas there in Lawrence. Arizona, Colorado in primetime. Arizona faded a little bit now, 4-3. Colorado got their ass whooped last weekend, 3-5. And then late night, Big 12 style, Cincinnati. Damn. This is what I'm talking about. Cincinnati, 17th ranked. That's what I thought. 17th ranked, facing off against Utah, 24th ranked in Utah, 9:15 Central Time. They're on ESPN. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome right there. Some late night football there. Utah, of course, beat the brakes off of Colorado there as well. So, yeah. Yeah, all of that going on. So, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens coming up this week in the Big 12, at least, as you have an opportunity to really make things a little bit more interesting. Utah has the opportunity to do that. Cincinnati, BYU. I did not see BYU has a bye week this week. So there's that there as well. So we'll see, you know, what happens coming up with this week. K-State hosting Texas Tech. Huge game. Obviously, all these games are huge down the stretch now. As you still have Texas Tech, you still have Utah, and in between that, you have two winnable games there as well. So, you have a huge opportunity to really do some damage coming up for K-State and themselves there as well. So, yeah, so there's that. So, there's that as well. We're going to take a step aside real quick. We'll be back after this. All right, we're back here in the Pro Project Podcast. All these KC Sports. That was interesting. Eddie Greer, the third here. Big 12 scoreboard this week. Obviously, K-State football here on a winning streak here. Two-game winning streak. And they're going to put that online at home against 13th-ranked Texas Tech. And by the way, let's remind people that, yeah, Texas Tech lost, unfortunately, their starting quarterback due to ACL last week. I got a notification early in the week about that. So we're going to see their backup quarterback. And like I said, okay, we'll get going with more of this in the pregame when I record it. But, yeah, man, I haven't seen it. Texas Tech knows what they got. We don't know. So find out for sure what's going to happen coming up this weekend. But for K-State right now, they are starting to click on all cylinders here. And it had to take them the month of October to do that. There as well, they dug themselves in a hole. Now can they get themselves out of the hole here? And they're 2 wins away from bowl eligible. So it would be huge if they can upset Texas Tech. It'll get them that much closer to bowl eligibility. We'll find out what Avery Johnson, Des Brunell, and company have in store for us this weekend at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found free and available daily. I'm just record Kansas State content. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Second thing, again, Podbean app. Download the Podbean app. Recent episodes are now up. Hopefully, if not before then, I might record another episode before posting the one I did record last week. But anyways, Greer 3 A's Podcast. That's Greer 3 A's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D Podcast. Once again, that is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D Podcast. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Another overcast day. It feels like a straight week now that we've seen these exact same conditions. And also, it is wind has picked up anyways. But anyways, thank you for tuning in to the latest football edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.